It has more people than Canada has Canadians.
Oh, Canada.
And in the summer, produces watermelon snow. And it's where, during the Great Depression between 1929 and 1939, it was more of a recession thanks to its thriving agricultural production.
If you were a Windows XP user, you know how old you are, you saw one of its mountains every single time you turned on your work computer. It's home to Gravity Hills, places where gravity doesn't act quite like it should, and where the fortune cookie was born.
You're listening to Queer Money episode number 473, and today we're sharing the most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly city in California. Now, on with the show.
The mission of Queer Money is to financially empower the LGBTQ plus community. Join us in thanking Capital One for supporting that mission.
So, watermelon snow. It's not water ice for those of you from the Philly area. It's actually snow. It's pink tinted snow that drapes the Sierra Nevada mountains caused by a microscopic algae.
It's God's way of saying hey to the gay.
And apparently, it's quite beautiful, though we've never seen it ourselves. And those Window XP Mountains, if you are familiar, are the rolling hills in the Sonoma Valley County.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area of California.
Very good. And some great wine.
Yeah. So, California, of course, largest population of all the states, but not surprising, it has a whopping 18 cities that scored a 100 on HRC's Municipal Equality Index.
Yeah, damn.
I will say, doing the research on this state took me 6 hours to come up with the numbers for this particular state. There are a lot of red cities in Blue California. Anecdotally, on Queer Money social media, we did a poll a while ago that showed that two-thirds, roughly 67% of LGBT respondents said that they would prefer to live in a blue city in a red state versus living in a red city in a blue state. Only 33% of folks said that.
Yeah, and if some people get their way and California becomes Northern California, Central California, and Southern California, some people may get their wish.
Yeah, exactly.
So the runner-up for California is its capital city, Sacramento. Sacramento scored a 100 on the Human Rights Campaign Municipal Equality Index. Home values averaged $466,000 per property, coming at the seventh lowest for the state. Rent comes in at $2,054 per month for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment, also coming in at the seventh lowest for California. Cost of living is 127.2% of the national average, coming at the bottom quartile for California. Average income is $71,000 a year, coming at the middle for California. And median income is $56,000 a year, coming at the middle for California.
Tired of all the credit card offers you get from your current credit scoring app? Download CreditWise by Capital One today to avoid them. All right, so we are continuing our Queer City series. If you're brand new here, if you are watching on YouTube, you can catch the whole series by clicking up here. If you're listening on your podcast player, click that link in the podcast player. Last week, we visited Colorado. YouTube viewers can watch that episode right here, or if you're listening, click the link in your podcast player.
We have some more podcast love. This one comes from The Advocate. Well, we're not worthy.
Evidently, we are.
In one of its November issues or publications, it listed Queer Money as a podcast to listen to. They described it as, if you're seeking less entertainment, well, that kind of offended
No,
me
yeah, I know.
because I think we're funny, and more practical advice. True. Check out the Queer Money's deep dive reserve into episodes that cover budgets, retirement, family planning, home buying, and the most affordable cities for queer couples and singles in the U.S. Queer Money even goes beyond personal finance and explores who is funding anti-LGBTQ plus hate groups across the country and the effects of racism and homophobia on income. So thank you, Advocate. We really appreciate it. But we're funny.
Ha ha ha.
If you feel inclined, please give us a rating review on your favorite podcast player, or if you're watching on YouTube, commenting on one of our videos after you giving us a double thumbs up.
All right. So who's the winner? You know, it's interesting. This one, it's not surprising and it is surprising,
Yeah.
I think, because of what we typically think of this city. Of course, it's one of the cities that I got a 100, and that's Palm Springs. You
Yeah.
know, a lot of we oftentimes think of Palm Springs as the city where a lot of wealthy gays go to retire. But that would tend to me to think that it elevates or pushes the prices up there. But This is kind of interesting. Home values come in at $636,000, which is right in the middle for the state. Rent comes in at $2,176 a month for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom, which is the ninth lowest in the state. And when I say these numbers, ninth lowest, there were 53 cities that we looked at based on the cities that were listed by the Human Rights Municipal Equality, Human Rights Campaign Municipal Equality Index. Cost of living in Palm Springs comes in at 131.2% of the national average, which is towards the bottom quartile. Average income, $94,000, which is in the top quartile. I'm kind of surprised by
those
that.
Those bitches are working.
Yeah, exactly. Median income comes in at $60,000, which is right in the middle for the state.
So some good things about Palm Springs. It's probably one of the gayest cities in the U.S., right? Probably duking it out with Wilton Manors and San Francisco, right? A desert oasis just 2 hours away from L.A. and San Diego. There's a huge LGBT population, specifically gay population there, of course. So it's safe to hold your partner's hand, your own hand, someone else's hand. Just make sure you get
odd consent. Watching somebody walk down the street holding their own hand.
Oh. Yeah. There are at least 13 queer bars, and there are dozens and dozens of queer and queer-friendly restaurants. Of course, the Dinosaur Weekend takes place there every year in Palm Springs, the noted as the biggest lesbian festival on earth every year. So take that little affair. Pride is typically in November, which hosts about 125,000 people. And if you want to check out more, visit the LGBTQ plus center there. Go to thecentercv.org. And something else to remember, it was also after we did the gay retirement communities episode a couple weeks back, it was the first city in the U.S. to have an all-LGBTQ plus city council.
Second. Wilton, you're right. Wilton Manors was second.
Second.
This was
Palm first. Springs was the first. So imagine congrats. The conflicts that took place there.
Yeah, congrats Sacramento and Palm Springs.
Financial independence with a checking and savings account that doesn't nickel and dime you with fees. Get a Capital One 360 checking or 360 performance savings account at Capital One today.
All right. Make sure you join us again next Thursday for our Queer Money Bonus episode, where we're covering the most affordable, most gay-friendly city in the state of... We're in the home stretch here, folks. We've hit the A's, and it is Arkansas.
If you'd like to see the results of all the cities in each state that we're analyzing, please go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities or click the link in your podcast player if you're listening, or click the link right here if you're watching on YouTube. Thank you and have a great weekend.
Bye.